Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue in our current series of studies, Various Ways of Serving the Lord. And we've already considered serving Him as a servant, then as a steward, and today, with the help of the Lord, we would like to consider serving the Lord as an ambassador. And we're going to be turning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you have your Bibles near at hand, you will want to follow us in the Scriptures, because what we say is not so important as what the Scriptures say. Indeed. All right, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and begin at verse 17, if you please. We read there, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." We are ambassadors, the Scripture says we are. Let's think of this solemn responsibility, if you will, please. First of all, let's talk about the function of an ambassador, the appointment of an ambassador. Then we will follow this by considering the duties of the Lord's ambassadors. And then fourthly, the ambassador's portfolio. And then lastly, number five, the ambassador's life. All right, now, what is an ambassador? An ambassador is a noted man of tact who can promote peace and understanding between two nations. He is, in a very real sense, a messenger, and he is appointed. Now, our appointment as ambassadors, well, let's make a comparison. In our nation, the president appoints us, or appoints the ambassadors. Now, in the spiritual realm, Christ appoints us as his ambassadors. We're told this in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians. Did you notice there, please? "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead." Christ is not here. He's in the glory. He's up there in the throne of God, the center of the universe. Christ is there. And we are out here in the world. We are out here in a field of service for him, but it's in Christ's stead. Now, does that give us authority? No, I'll tell you that, well, in a sense it does. But I'll tell you, it gives us responsibility. We're in Christ's place. Christ is no longer on the earth. He cannot teach the people, but he sends us to teach in his place, if you please. Think of that responsibility. Think of the honor of it. Now, the ambassador is an admired person. He is skilled. He is skilled in the service of diplomacy. He is an envoy, and he is educated. He has a background in the study of the people to whom he is going to live, with whom he is going to live, and to whom he will represent the United States of America. Now, he is indeed a very, very honored person, and so are we to be called ambassadors for Christ. I want to read that again. I don't think I can read it too many times. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead that ye be reconciled to God." Now here we have the servants, ambassadors' appointment, and it's by the Lord himself, not by our president. That's an honored title. but it's not with the responsibility and with the honor of the Lord appointing us. Now let's talk about the duties of the Lord's ambassadors. He is to promote peace between God and the alienated sinner, you in Christ's stead. Now, he is indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ, is indeed in charge of us. We're responsible to him. The communication must be observed between the embassy and the home office in Washington, as far as our ambassadors are concerned. We are responsible to communicate with our Lord in heaven, though we are in a world, and this world is not our home. I'm just a passing through, as the poet has put it. This world is a foreign land. I think of the scripture in Philippians chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21, if you please. Our conversation, and really, in the King James Version, that is better translated as citizenship. And I'm going to read it that way. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that is the body of our humiliation, better translated, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. And so we are indeed in Christ's stead as an ambassador. Now, we are in a foreign land. Now, our ambassadors go to a foreign land, and they live in an embassy there that's just a little bit of the United States of America transported to a foreign land. The ambassador is in charge there. And if anybody comes, for instance, if a citizen of the United States goes into a foreign nation, and he gets into trouble, and the authorities there begin to look for him, he can flee to our embassy there in that foreign nation, and he is safe. It's a little bit of America just transported to that nation. Now they can get a hold of him through diplomatic channels, and they've got to get to the Lord before they can take care of us, put us out of commission. It's just a little bit of heaven transported to this earth. I'm going to read Philippians 3:20 again. For our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter, in his first epistle, chapter 2, refers to us as pilgrims and strangers. Well, we're in this world. Don't we know people here? Yes, in a sense, well, in a very real sense we do. But in another sense we don't. He says we're pilgrims and we're strangers. Why are we strangers in this world? Because we're not home. Heaven is our home. And why indeed are we pilgrims? Because we're going to heaven. A pilgrim is someplace, some person going someplace. We're pilgrims and strangers. This is not our heavenly home at all. We're down here in a hostile world, and we want to reconcile men to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the ambassador's portfolio in 2 Corinthians, and the portfolio incidentally, is his instructions for that embassage in that foreign land. He has a portfolio. He has the things that the United States wants to accomplish in their connection with their relationship with that land. He has a portfolio to follow. This is not his idea. He has a portfolio. We have a portfolio. We read there in 2 Corinthians, after verse 20, and I'm going to read it again, and I'm not going to apologize for it. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now here is our portfolio. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now that's our message. That's our purpose. We're to tell people about Christ. We're to tell them that they can be saved, They can go to heaven through simple trusting faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It has been well said that the Christian is the unsaved person's, the unredeemed person's only Bible. He reads us. Now that's not just not just vain words. We read now, for instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul says that, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men." Men are watching us. Let me tell you, Christian, over the radio, you're under surveillance. You're being watched. Opinions are being formed of our Lord by you. And sometimes they're just so quick to call us hypocrites if we don't meet with their standard. And I'll tell you, we need to remember that they're reading us and that they're shaping their thoughts of our Lord, of that heavenly country, by what they see in you and me. Now, we are that kind of people. Now, I could have strengthened my thoughts a while ago, and I still think I'll have them. Philippians 3, 20 and 21, if you please. "For our conversation, our citizenship, is in heaven, from also whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." We're not home. We won't be home until we're in heaven. "Who shall change our vile body," the body of our humiliation, "that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself." Yes, we are ambassadors in the strictest sense of the word. And the ambassador's life is to count for the Lord. They will. Now, does this mean that we can all go out and preach and catch people by their lapel and hold them tight and tell them they're sinners and going to hell and that they need to be saved? Well, these things are true. And if they don't, they will go to hell. If they don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if they don't trust him. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." No, I don't think that's wise. We are to win them for Christ. We are to be diplomatic in our dealings. We are to be kind. But we should show by our lives where we stand. Because they're reading us. We're living epistles, known and read of all men. And let's never forget that. It's up to us to win people to Christ. There's a gap there. There's an alienation that needs to be spanned. And we're ambassadors. We're here in Christ's stead. What a solemn responsibility. Our Father, impress these truths on our hearts today. We pray as we give thanks in our Savior's wonderful name. Amen.